And back again. St. Louis developer Paul McKee's vision for redeveloping a swath of North St. Louis, a little larger than Forest Park, has been in and out of the news for most of this century. That vision includes residential and commercial space, a promise of thousands of jobs, and a new start for a largely depressed area bounded by Natural Bridge Avenue to the north, Delmar Boulevard to the south, North Grand Boulevard to the west, and North Tucker Boulevard to the east. He projects that the redevelopment will lead to the creation of thousands of those jobs. So, where are we right now with that project? St. Louis Public Radio Science and Health Innovation Editor Shula Newman leads a team of reporters covering the McKee Project, and she joins me in studio right now. Shula, nice to see you.
Hey, Don. Thanks for having
me. This is like a family day today with you following Joe. Good to see you. Things are finally beginning to happen with the project.
So it seems. Yes. The big announcement today is that Paul McKee's announced plans that there's going to be an urgent care hospital in the footprint area at 25th and Maiden. It's supposed to be about 16,000 square feet, 24-hour emergency care with 3 beds. They're projecting 75 jobs that it will employ, that it will create. And it's going to cost between $12 and $15 million to build. Now, this isn't going to happen right away. What has to happen is first they have to file a certificate of need, and then the state has to approve the certificate of need, and that probably won't happen until November 3rd. So even though they made this big announcement today and this big promise, we'll see what happens come November 3rd.
Nothing seems to happen right away with regard to this project. This takes us back to 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah. A grocery store is also in the works, as I understand it.
It is in the works. And actually, Maria Altman did a little gumshoe reporting today and went down to North 13th and North Tucker to see if there really is groundbreaking going on. And she, in fact, did see some excavation happening. So it does appear that a grocery store is going to be going there, which is much needed because it's rather a food desert.
I was just going to say, people might kind of scoff at that, thinking that a grocery store, big deal. But you're exactly right. It's a tremendous need in that part of the city.
It is. The entire north side. We recently, the Schnucks store on North Grand closed, and that's not really in the footprint of the north side regeneration. But it was a major grocery store loss that was easily accessible to people on the north side. Now people have to travel that much farther to get their food. So to have a grocery store located closer in to that region is very important, as is the urgent care facility, because there really is no urgent care facility available north of Lindell Avenue.
When Paul McKee was on this program, he said that by June or thereabouts, he was going to start with some beautification projects that he had in mind and start with some infrastructure work. Has that happened?
Not to my knowledge. This is part of the murky nature of the whole thing. Yeah. He was supposed to start on that, but then the city started discussing a bond, a $200 million bond, about $25 million of which is going to be designated for refurbishing and beautification and sewer work and all that kind of stuff in the Pruitt-Igoe area, actually. And because of that, McKee pulled back on any plans of his own plans to build up that area.
This is part of the kind of problem that he's had all along, is saying that certain things were going to happen and then they don't happen. And he's had a lot of critics over the course of this project. Have you detected, or has the team detected, that this criticism is pulling back at all?
That is, if you ask Paul McKee, he says yes. It is pulling back. They've had more than 100 meetings with area residents, and they've quelled any concerns that people have had. But when you talk to people on the ground there, they say, no, we still have a lot of concerns. We're concerned that if things do happen, our property values are going to go up and we're going to get priced out of this place that we call home. We're concerned that of the 50,000 plus jobs that Paul McKee is promising, we're not going to get any of them. And we're concerned that he's going to make decisions about what goes into our neighborhood that we don't like.
Fact of the matter is, a lot of people in this area don't trust Paul McKee.
Right, which is, you know, just a sort of understandable, because why is he developing on the north side? It hasn't been his pattern in the past to go into an urban area. Why do it now? That's the big question.
Right. We heard today that there is the potential that part of the area in this footprint that we talk about, the old Pruitt-Igoe site, could possibly become the headquarters for a defense mapping agency facility there. How does this play into the whole North Side Regeneration Project?
Well, I think it would sort of reinforce what McKee is trying to do. I mean, this is an area that if they go in, they would be purchasing the Pruitt-Igoe site plus another 20 acres from Paul McKee for a total of 50. This would bring 3,000 people to that neighborhood every day. But it would, you know, it wouldn't necessarily help develop the rest of the huge footprint. I mean, Pruitt-Igoe is relatively small compared to the 1,500 acres on the north side that he has. But I think he would be happy if they bought it, and I don't think it would bother him if they didn't.
Pruitt-Igoe, of course, the old public housing project that was built with federal funds. I think Jeff Rainford of the mayor's office has said, well, this would be poetic justice.
Poetic justice. I loved that. Yes.
Yeah, that's, well, Jeff does have a way with words. We've got about 45 seconds left. What's the team up to with regard to continued coverage?
Well, this is our plan. We have been thinking and pondering these questions for a long time, and we really want to do a multi-part, multimedia series that answers questions that people have about the project. The thing is, we don't want to assume that we know what questions people have about the project. So we are turning to our listeners and to our online readers and saying, hey, what questions do you have? What concerns do you have? What are the stories that you want to hear about the North Side, about the North Side regeneration, all of that stuff? And we'd like for you to email them to us, to contact us on Facebook, on Twitter, however you can, to start generating the conversation so that we can work on those stories.
Folks can go to our website at stlpublicradio.org and find out everything they need to know about contacting us.
Absolutely.
And helping us covering this story, because it's a big one. However it turns out, it's going to be a big story. Shula Newman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now I'll get back to work.
No.
Thanks. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Edward Schumacher-Matos as he ends his tenure as NPR's ombudsman. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.